Hi there. I'm David Gibson. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. Today we're going over our conference that's coming up April 26th to the 28th. We're going to be playing some sound baths, talking about the presenters, some really one of our coolest conferences coming up. So our intention is that what would be the intention for this? The intention is that we that the information that you get is all about healing and getting high, which is exactly what we do in the Sound Healing Conference. Before we get started, though, let's tell you about some of the things going on here at the Institute. Let me share my screen. Share the sound. So we've got a, first of all, we've got a open house coming up on May 15th, on May 5th. Sorry. It's disappeared. Okay, let me pull it up here. And sensor. There we go. Nope, wrong one. Here we go. Okay, so we got the open house. We also have our online sound treatment center is live now, so you can sign up and get a treatment. Oh, turn off this music. Okay, so you can get a treatment with a live practitioner online with the best quality sound ever. We've got about 20 practitioners that are ready to go. And it's really quite incredible how effective it is for all different issues. Yeah, we have our open house on May 5th, and then we also have our summer intensive coming up, which is the Sound Healing Certificate Program. We've got over a dozen instructors. June 18th to the 28th is half of the program. It's 10 to 9:30 every day at the Institute, and then you can do the rest online. You can start the online part about any time. In fact, you could start this Thursday if you like, and or you could do the whole program online and even start this Tuesday. The online part starts every 2 weeks. It's all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and it's about being able to open up your own practice and being able to do sound baths and help people and help yourself. It's also about understanding how the universe and the whole body works based on vibration. And it's about getting high and peaceful and still over and over and over until that becomes the norm. And you know how to show other people and get other people into that stillness. So the online portion again starts every 2 weeks. We have a recording program that just started. You could jump in. It's all about recording, mixing, and producing. I wrote the number one selling books in the world in audio recording. And it's just Tuesdays from 12 to 2, and then you have about 8 hours of lab time. And you will be able to record, mix, and produce after that class. We also have our voice analysis software that we sell. We got a training coming up next weekend, and it's the way it works is it's about finding how many times you sing each note when you speak. People that are healthy go through all the notes, whereas a person that's about to die stays on the same note the whole time. So, we've done 20 years of research and found that different notes that are missing correspond to different organs and even diseases. So we got our training for that software coming up next week. You'd have to buy it by Monday, this Monday. But you can also get a treatment online or over the phone. We actually do it over the phone, or you could do it live here. And that's only $85. Then we got our brainwave assessment where we can find your home note. I call it your soul note because I believe what we're finding is where you're at peace in your body and or that rhythm of where you're at peace. And I figure your soul must be where you're at peace unless God is messing with us. So We play each of the 12 notes and rhythms and see which one makes you the most peaceful, calm, and still. Then we give you CDs in delta for sleep, theta for creativity and oneness, alpha for learning and sports, beta for overcoming ADHD, and gamma for blissing out. Tuned to you. So it's way better than binaural beats on the internet. So you can get that treatment for 148 or get the whole software. Then we have our Medical Sound Association, where we've got detailed treatment plans. If you go to integrative sound, we've got detailed treatment plans for a full range of issues. So you learn about the medical aspects of it. And based on the medical aspects, we've created a conceptual framework approach for how to approach the issue with sound. And then we've got safety guidelines. So you don't hurt anybody, and so we can get it into the medical field, and intake questions, and then we have the actual sound treatments, and also homework you can give clients. And we've got a full range of treatment plans for grief, anxiety, depression, trauma, dementia, addiction, pain, autism, cancer, anger, sleep, schizophrenia, thyroid, blood clots, heart conditions, digestion, and end of life. And there are 30-page treatment plans. So check it out at medicalsoundassociation.com. Of course, we have our Sound Education Association as well, where you can find over 1,000 exercises for kids from 3 months all the way up to 18 years. We have our therapy center you can check out with all the different treatments, not only online, but at the institute. And then we have our store. And at the store, we've got a full range of crystal bowl, Tibetan. We have over 400 products, tuning forks. And one of the coolest is the Sound Lounge Center, where we've got all of our vibroacoustics with the sound lounge and sound tables. And then we've got sound pillows and dolphins. And now we've got the vests. Oh my God, this vest will take you out. Six speakers, two on the front, two on the hips, two on the back. And we've got frequencies for pain. You can listen with music. I listen every morning now with my home note tuned to alpha, which is really good for waking up. Oh my God, it's so effective. So we've got a full range of vibroacoustic tools. You can find it in the store, but you can just go straight to it at soundloungecenter.com. Okay. And now we've got our conference coming up, April 26th to the 28th. We've got 21 of the top researchers, pioneers, instructors, doctors, sound therapists, and musicians in the field. And it's completely free, completely free. So 3 days, and it's all online. We start off with myself going over the laws of resonance. The laws of resonance are really important because this is where what I learned when in my physics class at UC Berkeley. They're really important because it helps people to understand how sound works. A lot of people still think sound is woo-woo, complete woo-woo. Well, there's really sound and light as well, and even geometry have been studied by physics for almost 100 years. So there's very specific laws as to how it all works. And again, if we're going to bring it into the mainstream, we got to let people know how it works. And if you are doing a treatment, the person's belief as to about the actual protocol is really 90% of how effective it is. So when you believe it more, it's going to be more effective. And when your client or anybody you're working on believes it more, it's going to be more effective. So that's the first presentation. Then we have Rebecca, who talks about doing voice healing for aging well. And it's really about being able to express yourself, which is a theme really throughout the whole conference this time, really being able to express yourself. And she's got some really beautiful insights. I'll play a sound bath of her later, probably. Okay, and then we have Tiffany, who again is all about vocal liberation. And she's working to help bring it into the mainstream as well, into hospitals and therapy centers. And she's just really great energy. Susie's like just really amazing. Susie's works on another level with multidimensional DNA, sound, and sacred geometry. And she's got a really powerful voice herself. Daniel works with the piano, but what's interesting about Daniel is he's come up with a whole treatment for being creative. Not only how to play the piano, but also a whole process to be creative so that you don't really have to learn the tech side, which is really cool because it really applies to just about any aspect of being creative where you can really just go with the flow and not have to worry about the tech, right? I mean, that's probably the biggest problem with sound and music is a lot of people think you have to be really technical and learn all the notes and chords and melodies and stuff. And really, we are sound beings. We're musical beings. Everybody sings when they speak, and our entire body is music. I mean, all the 11 systems are musical flows through each of the 11 medical systems. So we are sound and music. It's not like you have to learn it. It's just a matter of getting over the fear. It's really about getting over the fear. Right? So let's begin by looking at a sound bath here. Actually, let's start with Suzanne Sterling. She's one of my favorites here. And so here's a little thing she does about releasing your voice that is really powerful. She's one of our instructors. She's such an amazing instructor. Okay, check this out.
Keeping your eyes closed, if you will, if that works for you, or opening them but relaxing the gaze. Taking some deep breaths. We're going to go on a guided visualization now, meditation. So just let yourself relax and experience whatever emotion came up for that singing. Maybe the singing was joyful. Maybe some grief came up around feeling like you could not or should not sing. Maybe some judgment came up or the inner critic came in and shut you down. Felt grounded and fully present and alive. All of those are valid experiences of allowing yourself expression. So sink in for a moment into this moment. In your own life, this moment on the planet. Perhaps you've been feeling the intensity of it. Perhaps you've been feeling the impulse, the deep holy desire to be of service, to be a healer, to heal yourself first and foremost, and then to support the healing of others. Trusting that holy desire, trusting that part of you that says, I want to sing. I know it's important that I sing. I know it's healing. It's enjoyable. It's profound. And ask yourself what it is that you would like to do with your voice. Would you like to just enjoy it? Would you like to create sound and song throughout your day? Would you like to sing alone in the car? Would you like to sing with others? What is it that's calling you to heal your own expression? Again, for your own enjoyment first and foremost, and then perhaps in some way in the world. Only you know that holy desire that lives in you about your own voice. But your voice is important. Your truth is needed. Your expression is required. So in this moment, I'm going to invite you to take your mind back to a time when you decided to stop your expression, or when your expression was taken from you, your voice. Maybe it was an offhand comment. Someone said, you shouldn't do that. Or maybe someone harmed you for using your voice or speaking. Or maybe you were shamed or shunned for it. But we're going to go back to that moment in time when your voice was taken or when you gave it away, and we're going to take it back. We're going to reclaim it. Take a deep breath. Take your mind back to that moment in time where you made a decision or a decision was made for you. Notice the circumstances, the other people with you here, and we're just going to, with our minds, maybe even with our bodies, bring it back, bring it back, bring it back, call it back. Anchor it back. Might even say, I reclaim my voice from that moment. I reclaim my voice from that moment. I reclaim my voice from that moment. My voice, and I call it back, and I am grounded and anchored and safe, and I call it back, my voice. In this moment, when I am grounded and anchored and safe, I call my voice back into my body, back into my life. I call it back. Breathe it back. I anchor it into my cells and my bones and my nervous system. Give that voice a sound. That voice that was taken or given away, give it a sound right now. Imagine, see yourself in your mind's eye, in your imagination, expressing yourself. See yourself in your mind's eye, in your imagination, singing songs. See yourself in your mind's eye, in your imagination, speaking truth that liberates you and others, speaking truths that are true and real. Using your voice. Using your voice for healing. Using your voice for connection. Using your voice for healing. And enjoying it. Enjoying it. So in this moment, make a sound that is pleasurable to you. A sound that makes you feel safe and warm, and present and real. Alive. Any sound. our eyes closed or softened, we bring our hands to our own throat, giving thanks for this voice and making some kind of commitment. Making this commitment here and now to give it permission. Permission to express. Permission to create. Permission to express. Permission to create. Permission to express. Permission to create. I commit to this voice. I commit to the power of this voice. I commit to the joy of this voice. I commit to the truth of this voice. I commit to the authenticity of this voice. I commit to the liberation of this voice.
I get a little emotional watching that. Oh my God, there's just so many people that are
And then bring your hands.
Not expressing themselves, that are afraid to make sound, right? I mean, we had it down as babies. We were professional sound healers as babies. And now we're scared to death just to make a sound. Oh, it's so funny. I was just watching, walking on the beach today and pull this up. And it was really interesting. there was this guy, he's probably about 50 years old, and he just goes running towards the water and goes, ah, actually it scared me. I turned around because I didn't know what was going on. And this guy was just making sound, going towards the water, like just like a kid. It was so cool. You know, if everybody would just let it out more, we'd have a much noisier world, but everybody would be way more healthy, way more healthy. I mean, incredibly more healthy, because it's a blockage. When you actually don't express yourself, it's a blockage. And emotional blockages create physical blockages. It's really the beginning of all disease is when you're not able to express yourself. As we've talked about, it's tricky because you can't just hurt people. I mean, you've got to be really careful how you express yourself. So it's really getting that Zen down so you can actually express yourself in a healthy way. Because a lot of people, because it is tricky, and people can get upset when you express yourself. It's like, well, just keep it to yourself. You know, what's your problem? I mean, so it's hard to be not judgmental in your expression, right? And so it's tricky. It's not easy to express yourself in a healthy way without people getting upset. So that's the key, is to really go for it and really be able to actually be careful while you do it, but do it, do it, do it. And the beginning step is making sound. If you can't say it in the right way, just make a sound. Okay. Then we got Bruce Lipton. Oh my God. Bruce Lipton's a crack up. Bruce Lipton is like, he's so much fun to interview. Bruce talks about all the different levels of vibration in the body, but particularly the way vibration works at the atomic level. I mean, he's a serious scientist, right? Bruce Lipton, serious biologist, actually. And he says that at the core of an electron or neutron, protons, whatever, there is a vortex of energy spinning inside the at the deepest level of all reality. And you can actually measure, there's electron microscopes where you can actually measure the frequency of the spinning vortex within each atom. Which means we can totally measure every single aspect of the entire body. There's already devices that measure the cells, so we can measure, and then it's easy to measure organs. So we can now even get down to the atomic level. And what that means is once we have a map of all 70 trillion cells, even at the atomic level, we can use AI to map out the entire musical template of every note, every frequency in the body for a human. Everybody's going to have their own little different signature, but the relationships of all of those frequencies, we believe, are going to be the same. Even Bruce felt that was true as well, right? So we're on the way to healing every disease. We are seriously on the way. Probably won't happen in my lifetime, but we'll get it started. We'll plant the seed. We'll get the research foundation going and get underway. So Bruce Lipton, his other main thing that he mentioned is it's now scientifically proven that your consciousness completely affects the health of your cells. I mean, there's no two ways about it. Your consciousness completely affects every part of your body because it affects every cell. So it becomes really important. HeartMath talks about this too. Really important to be able to run more gratitude, run more compassion, run more love, even the frequency of your soul, and ultimately the frequencies of source, which I see as all frequencies. If you can connect to source or spirit, oh my God, it's the best. Instead of running these chaotic vibrations of fear and anger and anxiety and all the different lower emotions, which are all chaotic or kind of stuck, right? So it's just critical because you're hurting yourself if you don't. You got to do gratitude, compassion, love, and spirit. You just got to do it. Stop fooling around. Wee! Wee! You don't have to even make the sound of it. Just run those energies. But making the sound of it makes all those energies stronger. So now you're much stronger, and these cells are healed. It's scientifically proven. Then we have Randy Masters. Randy is the master of frequencies. So Randy goes through all the different frequencies since the beginning of time for spiritual development and activation of higher consciousness. It's really amazing when you get down to it that we could actually have a whole new medical system based on frequency. Randy he comes from another dimension quite often. So that's not a boring one. And then Suzanne Sterling's presentation that we just saw a little bit of, where she goes through how to release your voice. Almost her whole presentation is an experience, and it's just precious. Really, she's really good at helping people release trauma as well. And then we have Harry Rose. Harry Rose is the inventor of the med bed. The med bed is this quantum device that will completely change your consciousness. He said he's even working on a device now that once you get into the zone, you can see all future and past. He's talking about a field that will take you into another dimension. He's also got this device that I got now because I've got some blood clots. He says it gets rid of blood clots in 24 hours. And it's a water bottle with magnets around the outside and a coil on the inside that will actually, when you turn it on, it creates a spinning vortex of a tornado of the water inside this electromagnetic field. Oh my God, it's really amazing. So he's on a whole nother level as well. And then we have Stephen Halpern. Stephen's, been around forever doing music. He kind of got the whole sound. healing music field going years ago and did some of the first research. I mean, you could say that's been around since, beginning of time, but this go around, he's really the main person doing sound healing music back in the 60s and got clinical research to really help bring it into the mainstream. And he talks about exactly how to do healing music, especially how to hold intention. One thing I remember from his presentation that's really interesting is they ask a bunch of people that play in symphonies, what are you thinking about when you're actually playing your music? And the most common, actually 99%, were, oh, getting the notes right. If we don't get the notes right, we'll be fired. Well, that's the energy that's coming across. It's well proven. In fact, he said they've measured that energy, and you can actually test it, and you get this a different energy than when somebody's just running love and light. One person out of their whole test said, "Oh, I just want to get people high." I mean, that's what we're doing with sound healing. But if you're worried about the notes, that energy is what everybody gets, and it's not healthy. That's why I've often don't like classical music, because the composers were connected and they were really able to connect to some higher energies and create the music. But the problem is the people that play it are not necessarily connected. And from this research study, it shows, gotta get the note right, gotta get the note right. Fear, is there in fear, right? It's focus, which is cool, but yeah, it's a little problematic energetically. As we always talk about, the number one thing that is the most important of any sound bath or any music anybody does is the energy that you bring to it. That's by far the number one thing, because that's what people get. Right? Okay. Let's check out another sound bath here. Okay, so this is Ollie Skiba. Ollie is from Australia, and she was actually on, I think, The Voice. So check this out. She's pretty cool. Here we go. Okay, enjoy. She's also one of our practitioners in the Sound Treatment Center. Ooh.
You can find me at aliskiba.com. I hope you enjoyed this sound journey. Wishing you a beautiful day. Lots of love.
As I say, the energy you bring to it, it's the whole deal, right? Oh my God. Can access whole different levels of energy with sound and the right energy. Okay, then we got John Stuart Reed in the conference. John is the inventor of the cymoscope, where you can actually, all the different images you've seen of mandala patterns on water droplets, That's John Stuart Reed's machine. And he's a very serious researcher working with a lot of doctors. And once when John and I get together, we just kind of go off on how to change the world. And so it's really inspiring. Then we also have Liz Addison, one of our instructors. Liz has been doing a lot of work in Africa, and she does dance as well, and works with different chakra energies. She goes through the different chakras in this presentation in a really cool way and talks about the different rhythms for different chakras. Liz is always fun. And then we got Carrie. Carrie is was one of my students, and actually a student right now. And she does a whole thing on all the different frequencies in nature, especially of the plants and the trees and all the devices that measure them and all the research that's gone on about the different frequencies that are put out by one plant and how they communicate with each other and how they communicate with us and how we can communicate with them. It's really cool because it really, after watching this presentation, you just get this sense, that much bigger sense of how nature is completely alive and interacting with us more, way more than we ever knew. Then we've got Tom Kenyon. Tom Kenyon, if you don't know about Tom Kenyon's the most powerful and most famous and well-known sound healer on the planet. Tom Kenyon was a psychotherapist years ago, and these aliens came to him in his meditation and said, "We'd like to write a book through you." They're called the Hathors. And he goes, "Where are you from?" And they go, "Venus." In fact, they were out in ancient Egypt. In ancient times, and their carvings are all over Egypt. Let me show you. And so he says, "I'm not going to write a book with weirdos from Venus. Give me a break. Leave me alone." And then after a year of them bugging him, this woman came to him that was owned a publishing company and said, "You won't believe this, but these aliens came to us and said we're supposed to publish your book, and you can just channel it. And we'll help you write it." And he goes, "Fine." He finally gives in, and now there's the book, The Hathor Material, that he wrote. And now these beings, hundreds of them, show up whenever he does meditations or workshops, and it's just, he was at one, my first sound healing conference I did in 2007. And oh my God, it was like you were, when he was doing his music, it was like there was a being around me completely loving me like I've never been loved before. It was really palpable. It was really quite amazing. So he's also a brain researcher, though. So we're going to be talking about how sound works on the brain. He's got very specific techniques that the Hathors gave him for actually activating your brain and making it work better. He's a researcher. So he's got a good balance of science and complete woo-woo. Right. So, and he's been on sabbatical for the last few years. So this is one of his first interviews. So I'm really excited to have Tom Kenyon in the conference. Oh, I should play some Tom Kenyon. I don't have it ready, though. Let's see if I got any Tom Kenyon. No, I don't have any ready. I'll play it in a couple of weeks next week when we on our next show. Okay. Then there's me doing another presentation on all the different physical, mental, emotional issues. This is the overview from the Medical Sound Association. So we go through all the different issues that I showed you at the beginning of the show here, and go through the approach for each one of those issues. This is really effective because it gives you a good idea how to work with sound for any issue you might have, or if you're working with someone else as well. Let me play my sound bath. Let's see. Actually, I'll play a little bit of Devi and then I'll play my sound bath. Okay. So here we go. This is Ali. Okay, so this is actually not Debbie. Let's do Laura. Laura's cool. Okay. We've got some nice instruments here. This is Laura Lawler. Okay. Pick this up. Let's go to my sound bath now. Who's this one? Yep, there we go. Check this out. Again, this is from the Sound Healing Conference. Enjoy.
May you set boundaries with kindness. I knew I knew I knew. send this love out into the world. Now bring it into your heart, your own heart. May you be at peace.
Thank you.
The energy you bring to it is the whole deal. So you're not needy. Not needy. You just settle down and are you. Hold that energy for the rest of the evening and afternoon, evening, for the weekend, the days ahead, weeks ahead, months ahead, and years ahead. Thanks for listening and take care.